Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, Sabina, ma'am.
So you're free now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, that's nice. So what were you doing in your class today?
So we were actually dealing with finite and infinite resources, actually, and their sustainability. We came up with a central idea.
Do kindergarten deal with finite resources and sustainability?
Yes, in fact, we're doing it, and you will not believe that they're surprising me in such a manner. So
that's nice to hear about it. Can you just tell me what your central idea is?
Definitely. So it's like water is a limited resource that is essential to life. Now our lines of inquiry goes further. Sources and forms of water, human use of water, availability of all forms of water, impact of humans on availability of water.
Nice to know that. So
the group of these 5 years old were actually enjoying and playing in the snow, and they found ice and brought it into the classroom to show each other. So following their interest, looking at their interest, I encouraged the children to continue exploring. So they set out the water to freeze for overnight in variety of containers, in which the children found in the outdoors the next day that they found that the large containers only had a thin layer of frozen water, and some children wanted more ice.
Hey, this is something very interesting. Even I haven't done all this. Can you just explain some more?
Yeah. So actually in the conversation, the ice discovery event, the idea was making more ice. So we were focusing, that was the central stage. We were focusing on making more ice. So some children decided that taking the ice to the oven would make it grow.
Okay. So I think they would have thought like when their mom were baking, so the cake usually puffs out and becomes big. It grows in size. So they would have got that idea, I think.
Yeah. But actually, you know, there were some who even disagreed. And they wanted to put more water outside, more water in the container, and they wanted to put it outside. So then I just and helped them in gathering both the ideas. I told them, let's try both the things.
So when the children actually disagrees, there is something to explore actually, right?
Yes, definitely. So the idea for the learning experience would have not emerged if I had not documented each child's response in their when they were discussing it, you know. So then this inquiry arose, and it compared their ideas, and the ideas are very much valuable. That ice melts and it disappears in heat.
Oh, so they were able to inquire on that too, that ice melts and disappears on heat. How did they find out all that? Okay. So, and then what happened further?
So, actually, their learning experience included many of the essential PYP elements.
Okay, that's nice. So, what happened further? So I'm really very curious to know about this.
Yeah, even I am very, actually, I was also, at the same time, I was very curious and surprised. So the another scenario was involving the study of water. Children ran out, at one point came where they ran out of the theories of why water evaporates. So what I did was, I was ready with an explanation, and the heat source, I demonstrated a heat source experiment, but it did not come in the discussion that day. Okay, so that day it didn't happen. So I decided to wait and give some time and extend the lines of inquiry, that was forms of water, and let it go to the home environment.
So what happened after that? They should have been sitting with your parents, talking to them or doing something with them. Did anything
happen?
So
this
like
was
that?
The fun part. So after like the after they experiencing various activities they must have conducted at home, one child, he came back with pictures of him cooking with his parents, explaining that boiling water for pasta made the water transform into vapor.
That's interesting.
Yes, and that's what led me reopen the discussion into the various sources of heat again, and that's where we led water evaporation. We then explored in the classroom and outside the playground also.
That's interesting. Even the kindergarten children can do so much. Oh God.
Yes, and only
I think if you give everything to the children, they will really come up with good inquiries and good explorations and everything.
Yeah, so it was actually mostly they were doing it, and you really need to wait. And that is the thing, you know, sometimes we tend to just further guide them when they're not coming up with something. Sometimes we really need to wait and, you know, come, let them come up.
I think the only thing we can do is give the ownership to the children.
And the choice.
Okay, all right, Prishkala. I think I have a class now. I'll have to leave.
See you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Yeah,